This is Small Biz Spotlight, featuring up-close interviews with small business leaders. And now here's your host, David Wolf.
Our guest on this segment knows the hospitality business. Jody Birnbaum is the president of Cater Consult Incorporated. Her company helps business owners in the hospitality space with strategic planning, marketing, website development, search engine optimization, social networking, leadership, communications, financial management, a whole lot of different areas and services that her company offers. She's a survivor of more than 20 years in the catering business and is also the founder and owner of Pear Tree Catering Limited. Joining us on the line from her offices in Chicago is Jody Birnbaum, president of Cater Consulting. Jody, welcome.
Thank you, David. How are you?
Doing well, thanks. So you're a self-described survivor in the food service business, this intersection of food and commerce, one of the toughest businesses to be in out there. What do you think makes it so difficult for so many entrepreneurs to survive and thrive in the food service area?
Well, I think in Chicago, it is because there is so much competition. It's such a great food town, and we've got so many options. So diners have a lot of decisions that they need to make. And with everybody doing a lot of cross-promotional advertising and restaurants now offer catering and caterers are going into the restaurant business. There are many, many choices, and it makes it tough to stay in business.
You hit on something I did plan to ask you. Is the catering business model, in your view, is it very, very different from a restaurant or even a fast casual operation? I mean, what are some of the operational ends, just sort of management and conceptual differences and challenges looking at those two ends of the business?
Well, that's a really great question, and actually they are worlds away.
Yeah.
The catering business is really very much a response to what a customer wants. A restaurant offers up a menu, and people come in knowing that the menu is set. In a catering business, you might have some set menus, but you never know what's going to happen on any given day or any given weekend, and you might have a number of different events, all with different menus, because a lot of times catering is sold so far out, especially when you're talking about the wedding market or the mitzvah market or something like that.
Yeah.
So from an operational standpoint, it's much harder on the back of the house in a catering business. Plus, the obvious, which is in a catering company, your chefs really need to know specifically how to be a catering chef, which is very different from being a restaurant chef. Many times the food is prepped up to a point, and then it's transported, and it's either kept cold or kept hot or finished to a point and then finished off on site. And then the site kitchens are another challenge in and of themselves.
At Cater Consult, do you often find yourself consulting a brand new startup entrepreneurial type of operation?
Actually, I really deal more with people who are already in business. I would say that my specialty is probably companies that are in the 1 to 6 or 7 million range. However, I have helped a few startups and love to help startups. It's a passion of mine.
In the case of a startup, does an entrepreneur with a specific culinary talent, let's say, do they have a more difficult time with the business side of the catering or food business? In other words, is it possible to really teach them to have this 60,000-foot view that's required for most any business?
Well, another great question, and you are right. I think people that go into the business because they have a passion for food or they love to cook are just shocked at the number of business issues that they have to learn about and learn to deal with.
Yeah.
And I think one of my reasons for, certainly for teaching my course at Kendall College in Chicago, is to help open the eyes of these culinary students, many of whom are not just young students, but midlife career change people, and they've always, you know, had some kind of attraction to the business. But if you don't go into this business with your eyes wide open, knowing that the profit margins are indeed slim just to begin with, I think it can be a very challenging situation for most people.
We're visiting with Jody Birnbaum. She's the president of Cater Consult Incorporated. That website, www.caterconsulting.com. I wanted to circle back to Cater Consult to get a sense of your business model, your passion, the intersection of food and commerce. What types of clients do you typically meet with? You've told us a little bit about the size, but what kinds of issues and challenges are you typically helping them with?
Well, I think there are so many issues and challenges that it is, I never know what I'm going to wind up with. I might jump in working with a company on marketing, you know, because everybody wants to know, how do we market ourselves to, you know, the best purpose?
Absolutely.
But then what I find out is, you know, the management structure is not usually set from the beginning. In other words, these businesses grow and they back into things. You know, instead of having kind of a strategic plan and setting up a structure from the beginning, I have found that so many of these small businesses have just grown and they've done what they could, you know, along the way.
Yeah.
So the communication structure is not very well determined from the beginning. And so one of the things I help people with a lot is just learning how to listen to each other and talk to each other. And one of the skills that any consultant really brings to the table is not having that emotional attachment and connection to the business. I can walk in and be more, you know, honest about what's going on in any situation. And I think, quite honestly, being a diplomat is the most important job that I have.
And you are dealing with a population that is very passionate about what they do, particularly if they came from the food design, menu design, creative thrust of the business, I'm guessing, right?
Absolutely. Plus, there's a lot of family businesses.
Oh, yes.
So you've got that whole family dynamic, which adds an extra layer of, you know, challenge to the communications.
There's so many great subjects to talk about around food service and the whole way it works. One of the things that continues to amaze me as I'm a consumer in the planet is the ability for some entrepreneurs to create what I'll call a multi-unit operation, a chain, or even a multiple franchise operation, or become a franchisor. Have you encountered businesses that are expanding to multi-unit, and how do you help them with the systematic part of what they're building?
Well, you know, here's where software comes in, which is, you know, so great. We've seen so many changes in what's available on the market in the last 10 years. And, you know, there used to be so many more manual systems, which made the idea of growth or franchising so difficult. But now, because of the software that's available to help people, I think that that just makes it a lot easier and more helpful to the owner who's thinking of growing.
Are we talking about POS types of something as simple as
Absolutely.
The way things are ordered and transmitted to a kitchen?
Well, in the restaurant business, I would say yes on the POS. And in addition to the way the orders are transmitted, many of these new POS systems are also building in some marketing tools, being able to send messages to their customers and their prospects. And in fact, this is, you know, I'm a fervent believer in knowing who your customers are, whether you be in the restaurant business or in the catering business. But in the catering business, it's always been a challenge to tie in the CRM, the customer relationship management piece, with the proposal generation and the history, and then the whole back of the house ordering and costing.
Oh,
and
wow.
So catering software is designed to do all that, but the CRM piece was really not available up until about the last 2 years. So many caterers were using Microsoft Word and Microsoft Excel and kind of backing into developing their own programs.
Yes.
And now the software does pull all those pieces, parts together, but getting somebody to jump into new software is such a big process because all the information has to kind of go in, be input in,
yeah,
and that's what I think holds people back.
Sure, there's this huge, huge, ominous sort of task they have to get through before they can really optimize.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And in the restaurant business, the POS systems are just getting better and better. And, you know, if you have the dollars, I highly recommend that you do it right from the beginning, especially as a startup. And, you know, so many restaurants believe, build it and they will come, you know. And, in fact, nothing is further from the truth. You really need to know who your customers are from the very, very beginning. And I think this is a problem that a lot of restaurants have. They don't start finding out who their customers are. So I really encourage everybody to start with business card drops or email sign-up sheets, opt-in programs so that target marketing can really work and help the restaurant as it grows.
It seems that like any business, it's becoming more and more and more a two-way communication path. One of the things I was very surprised, delighted, and impressed with about the way you work is that you do not only handle the operational and sort of the human side of the internal part of a business like this, but you're really focused on marketing. Let's go to online, the online piece of the restaurant. And I realize catering is so different than restaurants, and we can pick one or the other. But what are some of the things that just restaurateurs get wrong about marketing online?
Oh, I think they don't think about their marketing program as an interactive opportunity. And they maybe just put up a website, or they don't capture their visitors with a sign-up box. They don't optimize their websites so that they can be found by people that are looking for their particular type of restaurant. I think there are a number of restaurants who have jumped on board Facebook and Twitter, and I think everybody should be, because it's the social media has now provided opportunities that are just so affordable that you absolutely must consider being a part of it. I feel like if you don't jump on the train, you're going to be left at the station.
Right, right, right. And it goes in tandem with, I guess, the CRM area or the customer loyalty programs.
Right.
How involved do you get with helping folks design those sorts of things?
Well, that's really, really important. And we are always trying to think outside the box and come up with new and creative ways to just, as I always say, we've got to show them the love. You know, we've got to absolutely love every customer that walks in those doors. And whether it be for discounts on future purchases or, you know, come in for a free dinner if you join our club or, you know, there's so many different kinds of marketing opportunities there. And I think they're essential to staying in business.
Tom Feltenstein, who's an author and a consultant also in the space you're in, has written about this and also said that the what he calls neighborhood or four walls marketing. I wanted to hear what you think about that. And I think you'll agree that much of marketing happens by delivering an experience both between employees as well as to the customers within the four walls of a given establishment. Talk to me a little bit about some of the ways restaurateurs or even caterers can help improve the experience of their customers.
Well, that is another great question, David. And I think that it starts at the top. And I think that the entrepreneur, restaurant owner, catering business owner absolutely must set the tone for everything that happens within the organization. And I think many operators are more focused on the customers than they are focused on their own staff. But honestly, you must really help your staff share your vision. You need to lead by example. You need to set the tone. And you need to convey your vision and passion to your employees because they're really your foot soldiers, you know, at the front line.
Yeah, yeah.
And they are the people that set the tone, whether it be a catering business and your freelance staff or your kitchen staff or your full-time staff, or in a restaurant, all your servers and your people at the host stand. Very, very important that they know and understand and are as excited about your vision as you are. So I think it all also begins in the hiring process and making sure that you've got the best and the right people for your organization.
And Jody, finally, to wrap it up with this segment, I wanted to ask you the question you may or may not like to be asked, and that is, what's hot and trendy right now? What's going on? And again, we're talking about maybe very different businesses, catering and restaurants, but pick one. And, you know, what are you seeing that's on the sort of coming in on the horizon?
Well, there's a couple things. First, I just want to speak to the trend of restaurateurs offering catering. This is really big, and this is being driven by the demographics of the buyers. When you say catering to someone who's 30, it has a very different meaning than when you say catering to someone who's 50. And I think that smart restaurateurs are going to embrace certainly at least the drop-off catering market, or this catering to go.
Yeah.
Because I think that's the way, the younger people are moving. Of course, there's always your event catering, weddings, and, you know, big events like that, which is totally different.
Yeah.
As far as food trends, I would say fresh, seasonal, locally sourced products are very, very trendy right now, as well as small plates, both in restaurants and in catering. And in catering, it's always about, as we say, the vessel, you know, something cool in which to present a small plate.
I love that. Jody Birnbaum has been joining us. What a delight to have you. She's the president of Cater Consult Incorporated, Chicago-based management consultancy for the food service industry. That website is www.caterconsulting.com. Jody, thanks so much for joining us on the program.
David, thank you. It was my pleasure. Great to be with you.
You've been listening to Small Biz Spotlight, up-close interviews with small business leaders and entrepreneurs. For more information about our guests or to subscribe, visit smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.